Welcome to the Ecolistic Living Podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Campillo, a certified holistic nutrition and natural health practitioner and former meat eater turned vegan for 11 years now. After learning the truth about our food system and the animals, I experienced healing on so many levels. I started living what I learned, and now I want to help you do the same. So if you're ready to live your life to the fullest and experience your own healing transformation, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Because living your best life, that is what Ecolistic Living is all about. So grab yourself a fruit smoothie, plug in those ears, and let's get started. How do you succeed in a plant-based vegan lifestyle without failing? Let's talk about it. If you're someone who has already started the plant-based journey, is dabbling with the idea, but not sure where to start, or maybe you're just curious, keep listening. This episode is all about helping you stay on the path successfully and, most importantly, in a healthy way so you can fully thrive and not set yourself up for failure. Too many people get started and then turn around and give up. And that really makes me sad for the individual who called it quits and for the animals who continue to suffer. Once you get started, the last thing you want to do is go back. It's hard as it is taking the first step and shifting away from years of toxic habit. So why not do whatever it takes to get it right? As I mentioned in episode 2, the very first thing you want to do in order to succeed in this lifestyle is to have a good, solid reason for doing it. That is first and foremost. I can't stress this one enough. Whether it be for your health, the earth, or the animals, your reason why has to be something so strong that it pushes you to overcome feelings of temptation or uncomfortable social situations. So having a solid reason for living a plant-based vegan lifestyle is number one. The next important thing is the food that makes up your plate. You can either go fully raw, high raw with minimally cooked food, or low raw with predominantly cooked food. I would recommend high raw with predominantly raw food on your plate and the least amount being cooked. This way, you can maintain good hydration levels and maximize nutrients, vitamins, and minerals while also still getting your calories in. One of the most common reasons people fail in this lifestyle is because they don't realize that eating plant-based food can be low in calories, so they end up not consuming enough of what they need. This can potentially lead to health problems, losing too much weight, and increased cravings, and not for the good stuff. And eventually, those who end up going back think they need to start eating animals again, when that is not the case at all. Going back to animal products will only put you back on the path to your body's deterioration over time. If taking the route of eating high raw with minimal cooked food, make sure you're incorporating high carb foods like quinoa, lentils, sweet potatoes, spaghetti squash, carrots, and beets. These will help boost your caloric intake as well as optimize your nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. You'll also want to eat plenty of fruit of all kinds. Be generous. Contrary to popular belief, there is nothing to be afraid of here. Just be sure to eat fruit on an empty stomach, preferably first thing in the morning for optimal absorption. Get creative with your meals. There is so much you can create with whole plant-based food, so explore different recipes and have fun with it. Staying the course will reap great rewards, I promise. Next, eat the foods that you enjoy and don't worry about keeping track of nutrients. There's no need for that. Counting and keeping track of protein, carbs, or whatever nutrients people are talking about will only overwhelm and stress you out. Even worse, make it difficult to continue on. When eating plant-based, this kind of nonsense is not necessary. Seriously, I don't count anything, and I am the healthiest I've ever been after 11 years. All you have to do is vary your food intake across whole fruits, vegetables, leafy greens, herbs, microgreens, nuts, seeds, tubers, legumes, and whole grains. Eat a variety of each until you are fully satiated in a comfortable way. Veggie bowls and large salad meals make it easy to get a wide variety of these foods in. And the more creative you get with your meals, the easier it will get. A great way to start out is remaking your favorite non-vegan meals with healthy plant-based ingredients. This will make it even easier to keep moving, especially in the beginning. Remember, the key here is to vary your food and eat enough. You got this. Another big reason people fail is lack of planning and preparation. What do you think is going to happen if your kitchen is not fully stocked with the good stuff? You're either going to order takeout, which most of the time is not a healthy option, or reach for the junk food. Because let's face it, junk food is always the appealing alternative. Why? Because it's fast, easy, and convenient. And if you're just starting out in a plant-based lifestyle, not planning or prepping your kitchen for the week will make it extremely challenging to stay the course. So here's what you can do. Set time aside each week to plan your meals, make a shopping list, and prep ingredients in advance. Sundays are usually pretty good for this. You may also want to consider shopping 2 or 3 times per week for the raw food items on your list, just to keep them from going bad. And if you're like me or don't have a large pantry space, grocery shopping every 1 to 2 days might be your best bet. You just have to find what works best for you. But the bottom line is, having healthy, plant-based ingredients and meals readily available at all times will make it easier to stick to your goals and avoid temptation. Next, don't get so caught up in the small stuff that you forget the reason you started. This means your focus should be more on shifting from meat, dairy, and eggs to whole plant foods rather than if something is local or organic. Yes, you want to stick to local and organic whenever possible, but don't limit your food supply if this is not an option. For example, when I first started out, I used to worry that everything had to be organic. And I mean everything. From the fruit, veggies, and leafy greens to the spices, flour, and powders, and everything in between. But then I found myself not being able to vary my fruit and began to limit myself, and that was not a good thing. Variation is key in order to reap the health benefits of the various nutrients, vitamins, and minerals plant food has. Fruit is nature's multivitamin, so incorporating different kinds of fruit into your diet is essential, even if it's not organic or local. Exotic fruits and veggies are a good example of some that may not be local or organic. I would suggest getting them anyway. They offer a multitude of nutrients you could benefit from. Again, not everything is going to be organic or local, so don't sweat it. You just have to do the best you can with what you've got. Another very important part of succeeding in a plant-based lifestyle is finding support and community. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals who share your values and can offer encouragement, inspiration, and advice along the way. Whether it's joining a vegan cooking class, attending plant-based meetups, or connecting with fellow vegans online, having a support network can make all the difference. Facebook has some really good groups you can join. Explore the active ones. There you'll be able to connect with others who share their experiences, ask questions, and get support. Another way to connect with like-minded people and make new friends is at a veg or vegan fest, or by exploring vegan events in your area. Having a strong, plant-based tribe of people who share the same values and interests makes a big difference, and is something I would highly recommend. It's also a great way to share recipe ideas, learn about new vegan or vegan-friendly restaurants, plant foods you may not be familiar with, and help you with challenging family and social situations. Speaking of social situations, they can be pretty tough when you embark on your plant-based journey, which is why it's going to be very important to build your plant-based community. Don't be afraid to lose friends. That may or may not happen. Your life and goals are your priority. If your existing friends cannot respect that, then they don't deserve a place in your life. Hence the reason why making new friends is going to be key if you want to succeed in your new lifestyle. So what happens when you're in the mood to eat out? If you're new to the lifestyle, this can be a challenge and can oftentimes throw you off. But not to worry, because it really isn't that hard to work out. All you have to do is do a Google search for vegan or vegan-friendly restaurants to see what pops up. Go to the individual restaurant's website and pull up the menu to see what they offer. And that's it. You can also call the restaurant directly if you have any questions. I would suggest making a list of vegan places near you so you know where to go as you move forward. This way, you're not left scrambling for food to eat when you're in a bind, and just get straight to it without making room for distractions. Because sometimes these distractions can point you in the wrong direction, and that is something you don't want. It won't be long before you know them all like the back of your hand. Planning a trip overseas? Not to worry. The good thing about traveling is that there are plenty of animal-free places to eat all over the world. So no matter what destination you choose, you are more than likely to find a plant-based eatery to suit your taste buds. However, I will say that traveling abroad means plant-based options are probably going to be culturally based, just like any other restaurant. To make sure you stay aligned with your values and lifestyle, you'll want to plan your trip to places where getting plant-based food is easily accessible. Search online to explore different areas and what vegan food options are available. This is important because the last thing you want to do is end up in a food desert. Another thing you can do is contact the hotel or resort you're interested in ahead of time and ask them for insights on what's around. Chances are you'll have better recommendations from a local concierge than an online search. One thing you'll want to consider is having a translation app ready to go in case you run into a language barrier. Some options are VCards, I Am Vegan, or Google Translate. It will make traveling abroad a whole lot easier. At the end of the day, it's all about planning ahead and being prepared so that you don't find yourself stuck between a rock and a hard place. Finally, hold back the urge to share your lifestyle. Not everyone is going to be open to listening and may even shut you down. Some may even try to talk you out of it. This can be very discouraging and confusing at the same time. Food and health are like religion and politics and can quickly go the wrong way. So just be careful who you start telling. Feel people out to get an idea of their resistance level before sharing. Based on my experience, I found the best way to get on the subject is if people start asking you questions out of genuine curiosity, instead of you being the one to initiate the conversation. And just like I mentioned earlier, surrounding yourself with others who are on a similar journey will make a big difference in your success. It will not only help you build positive relationships, it will help build a solid and supportive community. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Egoistic Living. I hope you found these tips helpful in navigating your way successfully through this lifestyle. Listen, I know starting out in a plant-based vegan lifestyle can be a bit challenging, but if you stick with it, it will get easier and you will succeed. I promise you that. You will come to realize that the rewards are far greater than the challenges for your health, the planet, and the animals. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we'll be diving into how to read labels and navigate the grocery store like a pro. You won't want to miss this one. If you found great value in this episode, please take a moment to provide a 5-star rating and review on Apple or wherever it is you're listening. If you're listening on YouTube, comment down below and share with family and friends so they too can benefit from the show. And don't forget to subscribe while you're at it so you don't miss out. It won't take long and it will also help others to find me, and you never know who you'll be helping in the process. Your support means more to me than you know. It will also allow me to create and upload more episodes that I'm sure will serve and inspire you in some way. Have a great week, my friend, and I'll see you next time on Egoistic Living.